City of Jamestown awards bid for riverbank restoration project. Unite to silence the stigma, walking to support one another. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The City of Jamestown has approved a bid to move forward with the James River Phase 3 riverbank restoration project. Ben Osseth with Interstate Engineering says they received 5 bids for the project, which were opened on Wednesday, September 2nd.
4 bids were opened at the time and 1 bid was not. The apparent low bid at the time of the bid opening was Park Construction, and they were below the engineer's estimate, and as well as this project is a grant, and it's below the grant amount as well.
The bid for the project was in the amount of around $853,907 and would be a 75% federal share and 25% local share. There is a real stigma surrounding suicide. It's the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S., and on average, there are 132 suicides per day. When someone you know or love takes their life, it's easy to feel alone.
A support system is vitally important when you're dealing with a loss of any kind, and especially suicide loss, because so many times people feel like they're all alone. People generally shy away from talking openly about the subject of a suicide loss.
Monty Rodacker with Unite to Silence the Stigma says many others go through the same thing and they want to be there to provide support. Rodacker says their planned Walk to Unite to Silence the Stigma will be held September 20th. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. And Bismarck City commissioners have decided for the moment to not adopt a mask mandate to help slow the spread of COVID-19. The Burley-Morton COVID-19 Task Force recommended that local governments look at adopting mask mandates because of the growth in the number of coronavirus cases in the two counties. As of Tuesday, North Dakota health officials say the number of active COVID-19 cases in the state dropped for the second straight day. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.